Hello everyone and welcome back to Katha Potli, the story box for children. Children, today I will tell you a story of the adventure of a little drop of water through a water cycle. Little Drop lived in a great big ocean with Daddy Drop, Mama Drop and Little Sister Drop. He loved to splash and lay all day long. One day, Little Drop and his family went playing near the surface of the ocean to visit his uncle Sleet, Aunt Hail and his cousins Frosty and Snowflake. Little Drop loved to play with his cousins. The sun made him feel warm and energetic. All of a sudden, Little Drop started to rise out of the ocean. He looked around and he saw Daddy Drop, Mama Drop, Little Sister Drop. They were also rising. Even his Uncle Sleet and Aunt Hail, along with his cousins, were rising up higher and higher. "What's going on, Daddy Drop?" Little Drop asked, as the whole family continued to rise up, 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 up into the sky. "We are evaporating." "Little Drop, it's okay. This is all a part of the great water cycle," reassured Daddy Drop. Once they were miles up in the sky, Little Drop and his family joined millions of other drops just like him to make a cloud. Then the mighty wind started to blow. He blew Little Drop and the rest of the cloud thousands of miles away. "Will I ever see my beloved ocean again?" thought Little Drop. Soon Little Drop could see land far below him. He could see houses and rivers and farms and cities, cars, lots of trees. As the cloud got closer to the mountains, Uncle Sleet said, "You folks will probably fall here, but Aunt Hail and the kids and I are going to a bit farther north. We'll see you all in a couple of weeks." "Bye," said Cousin Frost and Snowflakes. "Bye," said the Little Drop and Little Sister Drop. "Wait a minute, Daddy Drop," said the Little Drop. "Did Uncle Sleet just say fall?" "Yes, Little Drop, but it won't hurt. Remember, this is all a part of the great water cycle. We are about to become the part of rain. This is how we will go back to the ocean," replied Daddy Drop. Little Drop started to shiver. Little Sister Drop also started to shiver. "When we get cold, the sky can't hold us any longer, and we all will get to fall as rain," said Daddy Drop. Then it happened and they fell out of the sky. They were now rain. Little Drop plopped onto the leaf of an oak tree, slid to the edge and fell some more. He fell into a puddle under a tree. Little Sister Drop fell right beside him. "Where's Daddy and Mommy Drop?" Little Sister asked. "I don't know. Let's swim to the creek and find them," said Little Drop. They held hands and swam into the puddle into the creek. The creek was babbling along quite happily down the hill. It made Little Drop and Little Sister Drop smile. They babbled right along with the creek. As they made their way through the hillside, they saw all kinds of creatures, deer, squirrels, beavers. It wasn't long until their little creek joined a river. There were lots and lots of other drops in the river, but none of them were Daddy and Mommy Drop. As they went down the river, they saw houses and people fishing. There were even small boats. All of a sudden, Little Drop and Little Sister Drop were sucked into an opening of the side of the river. It was a pipe that led to a water pump. Around and around they swirled in the pump until they were thrust at super high speed through another long pipe. Little Drop and Little Sister Drop fell out of a kitchen faucet and into a sink full of dirty dishes. "Wee!" yelled Little Drop as they played up and down the dishes. Little Sister Drop enjoyed it just as much as Little Drop did. After all, the dishes were cleaned. The plug was pulled from the sink and a whirlpool formed in the sink. Round and round and round went Little Drop and Little Sister Drop. They slid down the drain and down through more and more pipes. It was the longest water slide in the world. Finally, they came out of the pipe and were dumped back into the river. There were docks of the boats and more people fishing. After a couple of more days, they drifted past a very tall lighthouse standing watch over the entrance to a harbor. Little Drop and Little Sister Drop were back in the big ocean. A wave splashed nearby. It was Daddy Drop. There was Mama Drop too. Little Drop was so happy to see his parents again. They looked at them and there were Uncle Sleet, Aunt Hail and his cousins Frost and Snowflake. They were all together again in the big ocean. "I was afraid I would never see you again," Little Drop told Daddy Drop. "Oh, Little Drop, don't even be afraid," reassured Daddy Drop. "It's just a part of the great water cycle. Water always comes back to the ocean. Whenever we go through the great water cycle, we always come back here. If we get separated, sooner or later, we will see each other again." From that day on, Little Drop looked forward to the sun warming him up and sending him high into the sky. He was always excited to be a part of the great water cycle. Little Drop had many, many, many more adventures in the great water cycle. So children, I hope you liked today's story. Stay tuned for more such stories. Subscribe to the podcast and also write back to me on my email ID kathapotli@gmail.com for any kind of stories that you would like to hear. Bye, take care.